14 Highway N, minutes from Chesterfield and Lake St. Louis. For a full wine list, band schedule, and more, go to CottleVilleWineCellar.com. Cottleville Wine Cellar and Wine Garden, bringing wine country to your backyard. 636-244-4453.
For over three decades, Cleary has constructed every building with pride and customer satisfaction. And although our technology has changed, our dedication to you has not. From ag storage to commercial buildings and everything in between, some companies say they build like Cleary, but that's just not possible. We use materials in a process exclusive to Cleary, so all of our buildings are made to last. That's why Cleary provides every building with the best warranty in the business. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to get started on the right solution and the best service for you. Call 800-373-5550. That's 800-373-5550. Or stop in today and get the best price on a customized Cleary building that exceeds all of your expectations. With over a 98% customer satisfaction rating, isn't it time you build it, Cleary Tough?
Cleary built with pride.
Build your dreams today at clearybuilding.com.
Fire your lawn service and do it yourself. Your grass will look better and it will be cheaper thanks to DynaGreen. DynaGreenInfo.com for more information. Five easy steps. It's better fertilizer, better seed, better hoses, better everything. DynaGreen and all of the accoutrements. You don't mind if I say accoutrements, do you? All of that has the DynaGreen label, which makes your lawn better, and you can do it better than the lawn service. Find it at your local independent lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen, or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Here's to getting greasy, to getting elbow deep under the hood, to leaving a little skin in the engine. Here's to doing what you love. At Advance Auto Parts, get all you need for your next job when you pick up 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a Purelator Classic Oil Filter for only $25.99. Plus, get a $7 advance gift card by mail. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Mail-in rebate, void where prohibited. See store for details.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Get all your World Cup updates on the Big 550. Presented by Worldwide Technology and St. Louis FC. Outdoor professional soccer is back in St. Louis and kicks off spring 2015. Reserve your seats now. Go to stlouisfc.com for more.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. I want to give you some great results that some sellers of mine realized this week. One home sold in 5 hours, another in 2 days. It's because we had a plan, a marketing plan that I and the seller executed. That could be your home. Those could be your results. And by the way, one of the homes sold for $15,000 more than list price. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. You'll be glad you did.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
panty on your head.
From it. So get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 9th. My daddy's birthday edition of Pinion's Playhouse. He's 88 today. I called him and I said, if you can hang on 2 more years, you'll be 90 years old. He said, I think I'm going to make it. I mean, he just sounded like, okay, no big deal. I'll be here in a couple of years. So welcome to the July 9th version of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Ballast Dental Care, thanks. Well, I thank all the other dental places that now advertise because of them.
Hey!
So you come on the air and you talk for about 15 years about your dentist, and the next thing you know, we get a lot of other business from other dentists thinking they're going to have some spokespeople, and they're going to get a lot of business. Good luck to you. You'll never get the business Ballast Dental Care gets. But thanks for trying. We appreciate your business. Round of introductions, what do you say? We start with Eon the Peon. He's been with us for almost all of this past... We're in the second day of our 18th year. No, the third day of our 18th year. And for almost all of it, 17 of it, this man has been running this same old 1946 control board. And if he ever has to face new technology, he's not going to have any idea what to do, because he's used to running the same stuff they ran for the Arthur Godfrey show. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs and have $25,000 or more saved up, then now would be a great
what
time.
What if you have $25 million?
Well, yes, $25,000 or more, yes. Then now is the time to call Mark and Jason, and they can give you an absolutely free consultation. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss has been here the entire 17 years and 3 days, and even before that, before we even hit Westport Plaza, when we were on Market Street, and before that, when we were back here at Westport Plaza the first time around, and he's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're so kind, yeah.
And Rat Boy did the nicest thing. He sent my dad. My dad's in San Diego. His birthday's today. And my dad told me he received a package. And he sent him, and this is so rare, and I don't even can't even imagine what this cost. Some vintage 88-year-old, what was it?
Cheese.
The cheese that was made the year my dad was born 88 years ago. I doubt that he should eat it. I can't. Can cheese last 88 years?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so. But that is a nice thought, Rat Boy. Where you got 88-year-old cheese, I'll never know. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Lipperst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Call my dad Daddy. It's a Southern thing. Never did call him Dad. I never once said, hey, Dad. It's Daddy. It's always Daddy. Southern people do that. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. And it is true that after they were on a couple of years, some other dental clinics said, we need to get somebody at that station to talk about us. So they did. In their dreams, they'll have the response that Ballast Dental Care has had. Ballast Dental Care has literally taken on hundreds of new patients, and I cannot thank you enough, those of you who have become new patients. And remember something. We'll never ask you or invite you to do anything that you won't end up being glad you did. And every single patient who would, oh, and I talked to a guy. I called, some guy emailed me, and I called him because he included his number, and it was something about the email. I wanted to call him, and I called him. He said, by the way, he said, I have been a patient maybe about a year longer than you at Ballast Dental Care. And sure enough, like 42 years, he beat me by a year. But to those of you who have become patients because of this show, thank you. That is the kind of thing that you'll never understand. You'll never understand how important that is, because they know where the new patients come from. And when people walk in there and go, wow, I just got to tell you, I'm scared to death to be here. It took all I could muster up to come in, and I haven't been to a dentist for 10 years or 5 years. One person, it was 20 years. One guy drove from 150 miles, and in no time at all, they realize that what I have always told them is true. It's over. That's over. That fear is over. Anxiety, putting off appointments or not making appointments, those days are over. You can now plan on twice a year a pleasant experience and getting what needs to be done, done. They've seen worse than you. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Their website is ballastdentalcare.com. There is a, I just saw this 5 minutes ago. Colin Jeffrey, who knows everything, He knows everything. He came in here and he's telling us about a show, and earlier Marv called and said that the bio channel has become the FYI channel. Well, on this FYI channel, there's a show called Married at First Sight. And apparently what people do is they sign up and agree to marry somebody they've never met based on a lot of input, genetics and history and health and backgrounds. And so you put all this stuff into a computer, and the computer says, of all the people who volunteered, these two people would be perfect for each other, and they pair them up. And you don't see your husband-to-be or your wife-to-be till the wedding. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And
do they get to talk beforehand?
No. I don't think
Nothing.
So.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But, yeah, they definitely don't see each other before.
Wait till you see. Peon has put the clip on our Facebook page from this show. Wait till you see this wedding and this guy who, when he looks up and in the door comes his bride. She is smoking hot. He is a mole face. This,
yes.
This guy has big, massive, ugly moles. His hair's falling out. She backs out. They get to the part where do you take? She can't do it. It's great.
Of course, he said, "Yeah, I do."
You bet I do. She's hot.
They don't actually. They just show her saying, "I'm sorry,"
and then
that's it. And they go, "You'll have to watch
here's
more."
Here's my take on it. She's so beautiful.
She can't even look at the guy.
No,
I mean, she can't make eye contact.
Look at him. He's so disgusting because she's so hot. But here's my take. I think she did this knowing. She had no intention of marrying
him.
This is her 15 minutes of fame. This clip is going to be watched by millions of people, and she's really good looking, and maybe it'll lead to something. That's like all that was.
All those chicks on The Bachelor, they're not looking to get married.
No, they want to get famous. So I guess good for her. She pulled it off. But what a dumb, dumb idea. Married at First Sight. What a stupid, stupid idea. The other thing we were just talking about is, look, we've been here. We've been doing this so long. We have seen lots of listeners die. I mean, we've had people on the show die. Reggie, Moon, Bernice, Billy Bob Pasco. Was a long time listener. And he passed away a few years ago, and he had cerebral palsy. And every once in a while, I've said this before, the world probably needs more characters, more real characters. And Billy Bob was a character. And Dan just reminded me of a great story. Of all these trips we've taken with listeners, I went on a cruise one time it was three or four couples. Bob McKay from Litchfield, a great guy and a former terrific advertiser till he retired, and his wife, and my wife and I, and Billy Bob Pasco and his wife. We all had anniversaries like within 2 days of each other. This is such a great story. So we go on a cruise. Now, Billy Bob has obvious cerebral palsy. He talks like it, and I used to do it, and he got a big kick out of me doing him, and he walked with that twisted, he could walk, but he was twisted up. So we go on a cruise, and I said, Billy Bob, can you go on a cruise? Of course I can go on a cruise. he would get mad if you implied he couldn't do anything. So we get on a cruise. My wife and I have been in our lives on 17 cruises because she was a travel agent for 16 years. So when you're a travel agent, some of these things, they'll let you drag your husband along. And honest to goodness, you go on a cruise for like $200. How do you pass that up? So we went on a bunch of cruises. Well, this was different. She wasn't a travel agent anymore, so we paid for this. But three couples. So we get into what I think is probably the roughest water of any cruise we've ever been on. I mean, it's like hang over the side, throw up, nauseating rough, and things are sliding on the dining room the floor, and people are kind of holding on to handrails, and nobody can walk straight. And Billy Bob, who has cerebral palsy, is looking around at everybody all falling down, and he looks over at me and he says, this is the only time I've ever been able to walk straight. it countered it, the balance for him. What a neat guy. So that's just a story I wanted to share because something came up that reminded me of him. I want to say hi to Lisa and Diana at Dr. Gaurav Shah's office at the Retinal Institute. I was in there again this morning. I'm doing my time with the ophthalmological boys. I'll tell you that. I got more to go. But I'm in there this morning, and what two terrific ladies, Lisa and Diana, at the St. Luke's office of Dr. Shah, the Retinal Institute. So I want to make sure I say hi to them. Hey, and if somebody... I'll save it to tomorrow. I'm looking for something. I don't know where to find it. And it's sunglasses, cheap sunglasses, but they have the readers built into them at the bottom. You can buy them, like $25.
Really?
Yeah, they're not prescription sunglasses. Yeah. They're just off the rack. And I got a pair. I don't know where I got them, and they broke, and I want another pair. So if anybody knows where they sell sunglasses, you know, $20, $25 ones with the readers built in them, call. You know the numbers. You probably 969. KTRS. That's 314. And Dan will tell me where to go get those. Thank you in advance, by the way. Now, there's an article that's out, and if this is true, we're in big trouble. It says, mocking accents should be a crime. This is according to linguist Dr. Something Barata. Says that accentism is what she calls it. Should be made a crime that people with accents feel like discriminated against when they hear somebody do their accent. She says that it's like a form of racism. Well, guilty as charged. So, because how many times have we, in jokes or stories, oh, thank you, Mr. Shambo. Good
right.
to see you again.
Oh, yeah.
Or the only Indian guy, do you talk like this? Or the Indian? No, Kemosabe. We've done them all. The only one we haven't done, and this is interesting, is a black accent. But you could say this about anybody. All black people don't talk the same, but there is a distinctive sound that a lot of black people have, just like the distinctive sound a lot of Asian people have, or a lot of Indian people. You know, you go to tech support, you know, where are you? I'm in India, you know, you can tell. But it's interesting, we're, I guess, afraid to do the black thing, although that thing you played with Christopher Guest and Bill Murray, where Christopher Guest is Mr. Rogers and Bill Murray's the bass player, what is that?
Right.
That's a play, a bit, using the accent of what I guess they consider to be a stereotypical black musician. Yeah, like sometimes I go to McDonald's. You know, that kind of thing. So, according to the good doctor, we're all going to hell, I guess, because we're racist for doing these accents. Now, if there are any ladies listening and you're thinking about smuggling drugs in your vagina, you need to listen to this story, because Jennifer Renee Crosby tried this down in Florida. She hid drugs up in her, you know, vagina, wrapped in foil, and it was very, very painful. And when the police picked her up and they were, you know, interrogating her and arresting her, and I guess she had an expired driver, there's some other stuff going on, she couldn't take it anymore, and she finally blurted out, I have drugs inside my vagina. She wanted to just go ahead and get it out there because she said it was really hurting her. She said the foil is hurting the inside of my vagina. And then she reached out and produces a foiled rep rock of crack cocaine. So don't do that. Because now
we
know.
A chemical reaction going on down there.
Now we know it hurts. You can't do that. Now, I don't know how I'd feel about this. Apparently, there's a woman in Ferguson, and I missed this story. She's in a home, and she didn't know until after she rents it that it was the home at one time of Maury Travis. Maury Travis hung himself or hanged himself? I still don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Either way, let's put it this way. He decided to hang himself.
He was swinging?
And he did. In 2002, while he was in jail. So this woman just recently, I guess, finds out that the home she's living in, that she's renting, is where he killed up to 20 women, and most of them died in the basement. He tortured them. Now, I got to tell you, most things don't bother me. I I don't know that I can fault her for going, hey, I want out of my lease.
Yeah, I would have a hard time.
Because I think at night you'd start dreaming that you're hearing women moaning and screaming down in the basement of the house or something.
Hey, those glasses.
Yeah.
Almost everyone said that you can get them at Walmart in the sporting.
Get out.
In the sporting goods section. They're fishing glasses. They're polarized and everything. A couple of people
there
say they can't live without them. About $16-17
There you go. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, the greatest audience in the world, Walmart. Sunglasses with readers in them. See, Peon still doesn't understand any of this because he doesn't
need
reading glasses yet.
You I'm say be you're close.
You say you're starting to get squint a little bit.
No, Angela, my wife, will hold her phone up. You know, she's looking at something. You go, hey, look at this, and she'll put it close to my face.
You can't see.
And it's all blurry. I have to pull it back about a foot.
Welcome to adulthood.
Yeah, it's coming.
Welcome to the adult world of middle age. You know, I got to get to the joke because it's a long joke, and I decided to tell it when we're talking about gorillas because it's the only great gorilla. Ladies, get in here, Joe. It's a great gorilla joke.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's an FM DJ who goes to the zoo, and he's standing looking at a female gorilla, and the female gorilla is interacting visually with him in signs and seems to be very actually attracted to this guy. And some of the zoo officials notice this, and one of the supervisors calls another of the management people and says, you need to get out to the gorilla area. There's something you got to see. We got an interesting situation down there. And a couple of them go down and they observe this FM DJ looking through the glass at the gorilla, and it looks like almost two lovers, the female gorilla and the FM DJ. Now, it turns out that this female gorilla is one of a very rare species of gorilla. They're almost extinct, and they've been trying to breed this gorilla, but this gorilla won't have anything to do with any male gorillas. She shuns them all. They've shown them pornography together. They've given them Viagra, stimulants, aphrodisiacs. No, she's never shown any affection toward any gorilla, but she seems to be attracted to this FM disc jockey. So they take this guy and take him up to the office. They say, sir, could you come up to the zoo office? He says, have I done something wrong? And they said, no, just come. We want to talk to you. So they take him in the office, and they sit him down in the conference room and said, look, this is very awkward. That gorilla, that female gorilla you were looking at, he goes, yeah, I like that gorilla. That's a really neat gorilla. She seemed to like me. He said, yes, we noticed that. We have an awkward proposition for you. Would you consider having sex? Would you be interested in having sex with that gorilla? We need to propagate this line and that bloodline, and we just want to know if that's anything you'd be interested in. Now, before you answer. I want you to consider this. $1,500. He says, $1,500 to have sex with that gorilla. They said, yes, that's right. Now, if you want to take time to think about it, you can. He said, well, just give me a minute. He says, yeah, all right. But I have three conditions. And then the zoo people can't believe it. They go, oh my goodness, we can't believe this is a lucky day. What are the three conditions? He says, well, $1,500, right? And they said, yes, $1,500. He said, all right, three conditions. I will not kiss the gorilla on the lips. No lip kissing. They said, fine. Fine. He said, now, if there are offspring, I would like for them to be raised Baptist, as Baptist gorillas, because I'm Baptist. They said, fine. we'll you know, take the little gorillas to Baptist church, whatever. That's fine. What's the third condition? He said, I need about 6 months to raise the $1,500.
Meet me. Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got a multi-vehicle collision. It's on eastbound 70 before Highway 270, and only the far left and the far right lanes are getting through. So you've got about four lanes that are blocked, and traffic is a solid jam now on the Blanchette Bridge up through this accident scene. Now, westbound drivers, you've got slow pockets on 70 from around Grand, then Jennings Station Road to Lucas and Hunt past the airport, and then you're slow from 270 as folks slow down to take a look at this accident. Eastbound 40 traffic, you're slowing now from Clarkson up through Mason, from Ballas into Lindbergh, and then you're slow again from McKnight to Big Bend. Westbound 40 drivers, a little heavy around Vandeventer. You're slow again from Kings Highway through McCausland, Lindbergh out through Mason, and then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. You'll find a little slowdown also between 94 and K. Southbound 270, its heaviest pocket is between Olive and Ladue, and then you're slow again from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270, things are stacking up McDonald through New Florissant, and you have a major jam on southbound 255 between Highway 270 and 162 in that construction area. This report brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday morning on McGraw Live, Paul Harris and I check in with a Harvard professor that started a PAC to fight against other super PACs. And Paul talks with the former governor and presidential candidate who was just named CEO of a company that plans to sell marijuana products. It's McGraw Live with Tim Weiland on traffic, Jim Holder on sports, and I'll bring you news all morning long. Listen and watch at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
How's your teeth? I got an offer for you. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care is welcoming a new dentist into the practice, Dr. Nudak. And Dr. Nudak, for a limited time only, has some extra capacity because she's new and she's starting her business with Bowen Dental Care. So for a limited time, 20% off all new patients that call and see Dr. Nudak. That's an unbelievable deal. Maybe you haven't been to the dentist in a while and you're thinking, you know what, I really need to go. Dr. Nudak will sit you down and take care of you. She's an expert when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, porcelain crowns, veneers, pediatrics, preventative care, you name it, she can handle it. So for the family dentistry, where are you thinking? Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. If you're a longtime customer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, come on over. 20% discount on all new patients. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care right there on Dunn Road in Florissant or BowenDentalCare.com.
Have you been thinking about creating your dream kitchen, bath, or addition? Call Home Solutions today and have their design team guide you towards an affordable solution to give you what you have been dreaming about for years. Take advantage of free granite or onyx while supplies last with new cabinetry for your kitchen or bath remodel. They feature a large selection of the most popular colors and styles of granite countertops while supplies last. Your new kitchen or bath will be designed to the last detail using their state-of-the-art 3D imagery so you can see everything before you order anything. Home Solutions design team is very professional and they offer free designs and free estimates. Being fully accredited with the Better Business Bureau means you can trust your project with Home Solutions. solutions. Call Home Solutions today for your free design and estimate at 314-821-4949 or click homesolutionsstl.com or visit their design center on Manchester Road in De Pere, just 1/2 mile east of 270. Call today and ask how you can get free countertops for your kitchen or bath. 314-821-4949.
Are you in charge of a charity event? Maybe a neighborhood festival? Maybe some construction at the house? What do all of those events have in common? Bathrooms. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. So what are you going to do? R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. If you didn't have R&R Sanitation, you wouldn't have Mardi Gras in St. Louis. You wouldn't have the Cottonville St. Patrick's Day Parade. You wouldn't have the St. Patrick's Day in Dogtown or downtown. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, means they're cleaner, longer. The only union toilet on the Missouri side of the river. Better service. They're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. And yes, Martin, if you want it on the parade route, you can get it. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career, so it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We can develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan for you, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your lifestyle and follow your dreams during retirement. Let's not forget about the downturn of 2008 and 2009. If you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be a good time to take a second look at your retirement plan and goals. We have the experience in building retirement plans that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, and guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116. Let us take a second look at your retirement plan. 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products.
Hi, it's John Carney. And if you need someone to do your homework for you, you should call Allen Roofing and Siding. Getting Allen Roofing and Siding to take care of your roof, siding, and gutters is kind of like getting Albert Einstein to do your math homework for you. Since 1972, their highly satisfied customers have given Allen Roofing and Siding an A+ because they team up the best product lines with quality workmanship. To get straight A's in school, you don't just show up, you do your best. That's the way Allen Roofing and Siding approaches every homework assignment in Metro St. Louis. Hey, don't just take our word for it. Contractor Magazine, sort of the report card of the industry, rates Allen Roofing and Siding as the number 12 in the top 100 in the U.S. So if your roof ain't what it used to be, if your gutters are now sagging leaf catchers, or if your exterior walls could use some updating, don't be a dunce. Put down your number 2 pencil and go to Allen Roofing and Siding, the best in the class. Allen Roofing and Siding in Ellisville, Missouri and Caseyville, Illinois. They will do a superb job on your homework. Online at aroofing.net.
Farmers Insurance believes that the more you know, the better you can plan. Find your local agent by calling 888-96-FARMERS. That's 888-96-FARMERS.
Hello, this is Dr. Rick Lehman.
And I'm Andy Strickland. We hope you join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss the hottest topics in sports and medicine on the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't miss Radio Shack's Freedom Day sale. Get a 4-pack of LED flashlights for free when you buy a 36-pack of batteries. Offer is good through July 24th, 2014.
Go to Southern California. What do you say? Mike Evans standing by. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Actually, I will be there one night this week. I can't say what night because of crowd control. But I will be one of our generous bidders who donate a lot of money to Friends of Kids with Cancer. We'll be having dinner together there this week. You should if you never have. Annie Gunn, Smokehouse Market. Don't forget about gift certificates. They're both in Chesterfield Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who I'm sure was just riveted just now to the very end of the World Cup match we were watching, Mike Evans.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, I just was sitting here watching the last minute or two. It was the most exciting part of it when it came down to that, just trying
kicks.
Oh, my goodness. And it looks like, well, no big deal. It's one guy, a big net. I'll just kick it right in there. And they kick it so hard, I don't see how anybody could stop it, any of them, know which way to go.
Yeah.
So that was pretty exciting.
No, I was excited, too, because tomorrow, tomorrow's report, you know, I talk about how the millions of dollars in shoes, in future shoe sales, according to what team wins the World Cup. So, actually, I was waiting because, little heads up, the fact that Argentina and Germany both wear Adidas.
Wow.
The Netherlands wore Nike.
How about that?
Nike officials are not happy right now, I guarantee you.
And we really don't get how huge this is in the rest of the world. Yesterday, Pion showed me the number of tweets during yesterday's game. Like almost 40 million tweets. We just don't understand how huge this is.
No, absolutely.
Everywhere else.
Here's your pop quiz question. Monday, I told you that Oprah, like Kate Hudson and Halle Berry, had 11 toes.
That's right.
Today, who suffers from a medical condition? I'm not a doctor. I believe it's called syndesitaly. Syndesitaly is what it's called. No. Syndesitaly is what it's called. This is a condition when you have webbed feet. Your toes are webbed together.
No, I knew a kid that had this.
Like a duck.
Yes.
What?
I have. Yeah, my toes are.
You got webbed feet?
And a webbed hand.
Yeah, he has a webbed hand. Peon does.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, but he can swim fast.
Oh, yeah.
He can.
And a circle.
Mm-hmm. Who got the duck feet? Ryan Gosling. Appropriate. Michael Richards. Ashton Kutcher, answer in a minute. Love Nuggets, Michelle Rodriguez. Mm. She switched teams. Been a lesbian ever since she got in the show business. Now she says that she is straight, and she is now dating Zac Efron. They are now a couple. Sounds like an episode of Seinfeld. Of course, Zac Efron is about as pretty a woman as she's ever dated anyway.
Well, yeah.
True.
Looks like Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
And Sean Penn may be headed for a wedding. They're that serious. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones play the fifth time. They're back together again. Played golf on Saturday, Sunday, yesterday. Now they're headed to Hawaii for a vacation.
Make up your minds.
Really. Power dating in the Hamptons. Amanda Heard and boyfriend Johnny Depp. Double dating with Leonardo DiCaprio and his girlfriend Toni Garn.
I don't know who that is.
Hot Pocket. Hot Pocket. Country star scoop. We don't do that very often.
Mm-mm.
Don't do this very often. Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Both insist on doing all their own grocery shopping. Says that it makes them feel like normal people. They put on glasses, hat. Nobody recognizes them. Always do their own grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Garth Brooks eats at least twice a week. At a Sonic drive-in. Loves the Sonic. That reminds me. Look for Garth Brooks to announce 40 tour dates, including St. Louis. Tomorrow he'll be making that announcement.
I like him.
Huh?
I like him.
I like him, too. Faith Hill.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Tim McGraw have a standing Friday night movie date at the local Metroplex. They arrive after previews when it's dark. Says seldom recognized. And regarding the picture, everybody's been talking about the last couple of days of that Yankee fan who was sleeping, now suing TV and the commentators, the Yankees, Major League Baseball, ESPN, $10 million, making fun of him. The New York Post, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, oh, sure.
The New York Post front page headline yesterday screamed with underneath this picture, snore loser. On page 9, the whole story ran another picture of the drooling slob. That headline screamed, the big snore.
You know why? This is backfiring on him, because the reason I'm sure he did this was because he goes, I'm going to get really famous. Everybody's going to know who I am, but they're going to know who you are as a schmuck.
Yeah.
As a loser. It's
and,
not working.
And a friend of mine who's a judge says if that case came into his court, he would throw it out as frivolous, and he would fine sleepyhead, court costs, lawyer fees. He said to see if about $16,000 in fines would wake him up.
Yeah, well,
now, if he was smart, this is what he would have done. He would have got an agent and he would have said, you know what, you know,
get me on the Tonight Show.
Company or right. NyQuil or somebody.
No dose.
Exactly.
And let's do that. Let's see if we can't get, you know, do a some kind of, but no, he starts to sue people.
Yeah, well, so it's not going to work.
No, it's not going to work, Franco. Not going to work. And finally. Who got the web feet?
That's terrible. That's awful. I feel so bad.
Don't feel bad, Donald.
Thank you.
No, that's all right.
Shut up. I feel terrible.
All right, let me finish.
He's got a new act.
Wow.
Who got the web feet? Ryan Gosling, Michael Richards, Ashton Kutcher. Come on. Come on, talk to your daddy.
Kutcher.
I'll say Ryan Gosling.
I will take Michael Richards.
The answer is Ashton Kutcher.
Ooh.
I'm Mike Abbott, say it.
Beyond, you get it?
No.
Oh, who got it? Dan
I did.
Got it?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that when you get something. I hate it when you look smart for some reason. Ashton Kutcher. I just don't like him. I can't bring myself to... Who was it told us that in The Notebook, Gosling and that cute gal, who is it that was in there with him? The Notebook. What the heck? I can't think of her name. They couldn't stand each other. They absolutely could not stand each other. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. If you find her name, let me. I know it. I know who she is. Real cute. Notebook. Ryan Gosling. There was an interview recently, and somebody who directed it or something said they had to just take him aside and go, you guys are going to have to get along to get this movie done. And in the end, by the end, they
Rachel
were okay.
Rachel
McAdam. That's who it is. First Community Credit Union. That's a name I remember and won't forget because that's where all my banking is done. I will invite you to do your banking there, too. The word bank is nowhere in First Community Credit Union. Let's see, for First Community Credit Union. No, bank is not in there, but that's what they do. It's a place to do your banking. And the credit union is a holdover from many, many years ago when it was a privilege and kind of like a private club thing. Only a few people could participate and take part of all the many services they offered. But now you can. Everybody can. Been around since, I think, about 1936. They have 40 locations now with the opening of the Zumbel Walmart. Congratulations, you folks in St. Charles County, on the Zumbel Walmart location. That now makes 40. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And once you become a customer, you're going to see why so many people say, I don't ever want to do my banking at a regular bank again. This is so wonderful. First Community Credit Union. Sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. If you've never heard it, listen, it's fun. You want to know more? Stop in. They'd love to see you. Get a bomb pop when it's hot, popcorn all year long, or go to firstcommunity.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get our final check on traffic with Tim Wiley.
And there's two accidents really tying things up. The first one is on eastbound 70 just before Highway 270. That's only the left lane and far right lane getting through, and traffic is backed up now approaching the Blanchette Bridge. The other accident is on eastbound 270 before 367. It's got the left lane blocked, and right now traffic looks like it is backing up near West Florissant. Southbound 270, just a little heavy between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 traffic, you're jamming up approaching Clarkson up through Mason. Now you're slow Lindbergh through Big Bend. Baseball traffic. Also southbound 170 slowing from Del Mar down through Highway 40. We have westbound 40 traffic still heavy from Kings Highway through McCausland. Slow again from Lindbergh out through Mason, and just a little heavy from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Wasn't ready for that music. That means we're out of here. Hey, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
St. Louis County has a brand new emergency operations center. How the events of 9/11 figured into its construction.
The Mississippi River Crest, how residents in one community are protecting their town from the floodwaters.
It's a mainstay of West Main Street in Belleville, but a longtime local business is saying goodbye. I'll explain.
A multi-billion dollar road and transportation project proposed for Missouri. What's on MoDOT's list of priorities? First on Fox, on the flood watch, rising waters have reached the sandbags and all the way up to some homes. Here's what Clarksville, Missouri looks like from Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox. The Mississippi crested today in Clarksville at nearly 35 feet.